The Kennectoc River in Quinnahock is world famous for sport fishing and has been the only consistent commercial fishery on the Kuskokwim for many years. But this summer, commercial fishing during the King Salmon Run has been closed, and the native village of Quinnahock is asking that sports fishermen also stand down. KYUK's Sophie Ivan reports.
The summer started with much anticipation this year, from a late breakup to wondering how strong or weak the Chinook run will be. Here on the main stem of the Kuskokwim, people have been harvesting salmon without any major restrictions. It's the same for subsistence fishermen in Quinnahock. Their river, the Kanichtuk, also hosts up to at least 50 sport fishermen on any given day during the summer, not including private, unguided camping and fishing individuals. The native village of Quinnahock recently drafted a resolution directed to the Department of Fish and Game Sport Fish Division asking for an emergency order to close all waters to commercial sport fishing. Jackie Cleveland is a natural resources director.
Everyone here wanted more equality with sport and calm. We're making one sacrifice. That was the whole idea of the resolution. We wanted that to be equally sacrifice for the future of the Kings.
Cleveland says there are three sport fishing camps on the Kanichtuk. Alaska West hosts up to 24 clients per week, and the other outfit, Duncan & Sons, hosts 12 each out of two camps. Alaska West spokesman Mike Sanders says although sport fishing is open on the Kanichtuk with a bag limit of one king per day, it used to be three per day, Alaska West has opted for a 100% non-retention of king salmon this summer by any of their paid guests. Duncan and Sons are still setting up their camps and have not had any clients yet. In an email, Clint and Brad Duncan say they have not allowed their anglers to keep any king salmon in the past and do not allow them to be taken home as well. They added that when they do eat fish, it is a red chum or dolly. The Quinnahock District and nearby Good News Bay District will open for commercial fishing next month to target chums. John Jaichluk with the Division of Sport Fishing says once that happens, there will be a sizable incidental Chinook catch. Jaichluk, who didn't want to be recorded, says commercial fishermen caught fewer than 7,000 kings last summer. The 10-year average by sport fishermen is 600 kings per season. As it stands now, subsistence fishing on the Kanichtuk is open and unrestricted. Sport fishing is going on without the taking of kings, and a commercial fishing opening is scheduled for the early part of July. In Bethel, I'm Sophie Ivan.